This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Evan Roberts, Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome to a Tuesday afternoon in the big city. Evan and Tiki on The Fan with you. For the next 4.5 hours, a lot to discuss. Will the New York Mets actually trade Brandon Nimmo? We have more evidence that Mike Brown is the real deal as head coach of the New York Knicks. And of course, it will continue every day until the middle of January. More opinions and speculation on who should be the next head coach of the New York Football Giants. But today I'm wondering something. Where has all the Kyle Tucker love gone? Because if you remember back to December, after that fateful decision 11 months ago for Juan Soto to leave the New York Yankees and sign with the New York Mets, the Yankee fan very quickly pivoted to Kyle Tucker with an idea on, or an eye on, trading for him that offseason. But even if you didn't, because subsequently he was traded to the Chicago Cubs, signing him for the 2026 season. And we are now like a couple of weeks into free agency, and I don't hear it from Yankee fans.
Yeah.
And I wonder, was Cody Bellinger that good to you for 1 year where you have already said, Kyle Tucker doesn't do it for me?
No, I don't think it was that. I think that Cody Bellinger was the perfect Yankee, right? He's versatile. He looks like the baseball player. He performed like the baseball player. He's a lefty, so he can take advantage theoretically of what we call the short porch, all that stuff. He fit the mold of what a Yankee looked like and played like. And presented like. So you don't want to lose that for somebody else. But I think the bigger thing, Kyle Tucker, who is 28, going to be 29 soon, is asking for what, 8 years?
He's asking for 11 years, bro.
11 years? Who the hell wants that? I think the Yankee fan is interested in him, but not in the way that, like with Giancarlo Stanton, where he's here forever.
Right, right.
Even after he's exhausted, even though Giancarlo doesn't exhaust his usefulness. But you know what I mean, theoretically. You don't want that massive deal for that long when the back end of it, you're going to hate. And so when there's an alternative, like Cody Bellinger, who feels like a Yankee, who played great like a Yankee, you'd rather just keep Cody Bellinger.
I want to be very gentle when I say this because I like Cody Bellinger. I think we all like Cody Bellinger, and I think you said something very important about Cody. He felt like the perfect Yankee last year.
Yes.
Great versatility. Had a really solid year in his 1 year with New York. But I need to be very blunt about this. Kyle Tucker is a far better baseball player.
I mean,
simple.
Of course.
Okay. So let's just stop right there.
I'm not debating that.
He's a far better baseball player. Why are we letting things like 10 years from now get in the way? If he's a far better baseball player, why are we letting things like versatility get in the way? If you agree with me, and I don't know how you can't, that Kyle Tucker is a far better baseball player, then you're the New York Yankees.
go get the far better baseball player.
I think they're just letting the money, just from the Yankee standpoint, ownership, Cashman, letting the money sink in. Like, how much is this going to cost? What's this going to look like? And let someone else bid it before we even throw it out there. Like, you don't want to bid against yourself.
Well, no.
Nobody else is going to throw it. It's been quiet for him.
I get that when it comes to bidding on free agents, you may want to take your time. But I want to make this very simple and have a discussion, an open discussion with Yankee fans about this, because I think a lot of Yankee fans are going to come from an emotional perspective, which I do respect. I am trying to come from an IBO perspective, which is just I'm being raw. I'm taking out the emotions. I want Kyle Tucker on my baseball team more than Cody Bellinger. I heard John Boy the other day, who I respect as a Yankee fan, say Cody Bellinger is a better fit. Mm. And he's right, but he's wrong. Like, he's right that fit-wise, Bellinger can play center field. Bellinger can play first base. And so, yes, he provides more versatility. But you know what I think fits better? Right. And I say this to Jimmy, and I say this to Sean. I haven't heard his opinion yet. And every Yankee fan, better baseball players fit. Right. Like, right. I get it. I can't argue that Cody Bellinger provides that ability to play center field. He's really good at it. And he's already shown he can handle New York. That's fantastic. Mm. Kyle Tucker's better. And I tried to learn lessons from my past. Like, I think what we need to do is no longer get attached to emotion like some Yankee fans did with Didi Gregorius over Manny Machado 7 years ago, and actually just go with who makes my team better for the next decade.
Yeah, I don't think.
And it's easily Kyle Tucker.
I don't think this is an emotion thing. I think it's a combo, because the Yankee fan has come to realize in the last 10 years, that the Yankees are not going to outspend everybody. Mm-hmm. It's still a narrative that you hear floated around every now and then, but in your heart of hearts, your Yankee fandom heart, you know that it's not true. And so when Kyle Tucker is going to command 11 years, whatever the number is going to be, $400 million, you kind of realize it's not real. And so in your mind, even though you would really want him, you've resigned yourself to saying, he's going to go someplace else that can and was willing to pay him, whether it's the, I don't know, Texas Rangers or Blue Jays, whatever.
So it's about not believing
it's
in
not
the Yankees' willingness?
That the Yankees are willing to go that deep in to their own pocket and do it.
But they
and were... So you resign's the wrong word, because that diminishes the effect of Cody Bellinger, but you're resigning yourself to somebody else.
I have to challenge you on this. They were clearly willing to go that place in terms of years for Juan Soto.
But so that's Juan Soto, dude.
I'm not saying he's Juan
and
Soto.
Juan Soto was here the year before, and you saw what he did for you.
Well, a couple of things. You're right, Tucker wasn't here. He hasn't done it in New York yet, but in terms of that's Juan Soto, they offered Juan Soto a 16-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about 11 or 10 potentially for Kyle Tucker, and you're saying, well, there's no way the Yankees would play there. Why? If they offered 16 years for a player who was a little bit younger, but also not as good of a defender, so you'd be more concerned about him aging than Kyle Tucker, why would you assume and reject the notion that the Yankees would be willing to go that far for Tucker when they just showed you they were willing for Soto?
I think they only would go we're only going to go that way for Soto because you knew that the market for Soto was going to be that. You knew it was going to be
well,
that.
If the market's there for Tucker, then that's where you have to go. But you only have to go as far as the market takes you.
But the market was obvious what it was. Actually, I think it was underappreciated for Juan Soto a year ago. We knew it was going to be high. We didn't think it was going to be close to $800 million.
Right.
So I think for Kyle Tucker, you don't know what it's going to be. You have an idea, but you don't know. You knew that Juan Soto was going to be the top of the top in the Ohtani range.
So how far would you go for Tucker then? Because you're right, we don't know the market yet. It hasn't developed yet. The Cubs aren't going to re-sign him, so you don't even have that hometown team going after him.
Right.
The Astros aren't going to bring him back after trading him away. So really, it's about a new team, whether it's the Yankees or the Phillies or the Dodgers.
It's not what I would do. Because if I own the Yankees, I would spend the resources. I would compete like the Dodgers compete.
So you'd sign Kyle Tucker?
Of course I would.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not talking about the Yankee fans want. I'm talking what the Yankee fan believes Hal and the Steinbrenners are going to do.
So the Yankee fan, in your opinion, and we'll hear from Yankee fans, 888-808-1019, your belief is the reason they haven't been pining for Kyle Tucker over the last few weeks is that they just don't expect the Yankees to go after them, not that they don't want
him. Yes, it has nothing to do with Juan Soto's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Offer. Because Juan Soto is a different player.
I know he's different, but I'm just giving you the frame of reference that Juan Soto was offered a 16-year contract, and he was going to be paid about $50 million
a
year.
Kyle Tucker, Juan Soto?
No, but he's not being offered what Soto's being offered. I'm just merely telling you they've gone further. Like, I didn't say they're going to offer Kyle Tucker a 16-year contract. I said a 10-year contract, an 11-year contract, which is 5 years less than Soto.
Right.
And from an average annual salary, probably $10 million less. So obviously, I don't think he's Juan Soto. I'm just saying we saw last year the Yankees' willingness to go into deep waters. Why would you assume that they wouldn't do it for this player, who, yes, is not as good as Juan Soto? No one's having that argument. I'm just saying he's better than Cody Bellinger, and he's one of the best players on the market. Now, before
okay,
we hear...
Okay, how much better? That's the question.
Than Cody Bellinger?
Yes.
I mean, if you look at their last 5 years, I would say decently better, like significantly better. I mean, look, Kyle Tucker had a bad...
It didn't feel like that. It doesn't feel like that.
Based on last year, because Tucker had a bad couple of months?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at his final numbers. They were still pretty damn good despite that. I mean, and then you look at the duration of their career. Since Cody Bellinger declined after his MVP year 7 years ago, if you really put their numbers side by side, I mean, it's not particularly close, quite frankly. It's not. Now, Sean, before I get your opinion,
sure,
I'd like to hear Sean's opinion from last December. Because, and this is not a gotcha thing here. I'm just showing you and everyone else where the discourse was on Kyle Tucker back in December to where it is right now. And for all I know, your opinion could be exactly the same. But here is Sean Moresh on December 11th of last year, after Juan Soto signed with the Mets, talking about a pursuit of Kyle Tucker.
Kyle Tucker at 27 years old, with his left-handed power, which I think those numbers will only go up at Yankee Stadium, mm-hmm. with his ability to play great defense, with his ability to run the bases, steal bases, all of that. This, combined with Max Fried, could potentially set the Yankees up for a more promising next 5 years than if they just used all of that money on Juan Soto.
Do you feel the same way?
Yes, I do. But I do think something has changed.
Go ahead.
Okay, first and foremost, if I'm being true to myself and, like, I guess irrational, I would just tell you this. The Yankees really should be in on both Bellinger and Kyle Tucker, but I'll come back down to earth and be real about
it. That really isn't happening.
Right, I understand that. Here's what happened since those comments. First of all, I think we've been put in a spot as a Yankee fan, speaking as one here, where I think we are set up to not be disappointed for once in this standpoint. There's a really good backup plan. Like, I have no doubt the Yankees are signing either Kyle Tucker or Bellinger. And when I think of it that way, I'm not going to be pissed one way or another. Because then, after I made those comments, we got a taste for 162 games of what Cody Bellinger is. And you're right. Declining since the Dodger MVP days, all of that stuff. He was a bat on ball, versatile, dare I even lean into Scott Boras saying five-tool kind of player that could play multiple positions. And he fit like a glove on the New York Yankees. And I would be lying to you if I told you I didn't fall in love. So if the Yankees don't get Kyle Tucker based on what I said and they still sign Cody Bellinger, I'm not going to be pissed off because, to John Boy's point, I do think he's a versatile, really good fit for the Yankees. But if they don't get Bellinger and the guy I fell in love with, then I know they're getting Kyle Tucker, and I'm going to be head over heels. So maybe that's not a sexy sports radio opinion, but the truth is, I'm confident the Yankees are getting one of those two guys, and I'm going to be pretty freaking pumped up, which whatever one of the two they get.
I think it is completely fair, and I would agree with you, that Cody Bellinger is a more than adequate backup plan for Kyle Tucker.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I'm not... That's why I said to start, like, it's nothing against Cody Bellinger. He's a fine player, had a really good year last year with the New York Yankees, but he would be my backup plan. Like, if I'm choosing between the two players, I would choose the better player. I hate to be so simplistic, and I think that without a shadow of a doubt, Kyle Tucker's the better player. The age isn't that big of a difference. It's about a year and a half,
right?
So Kyle's a little bit younger. Obviously, durability has been a question for Kyle Tucker lately. He missed a little bit of time last year, missed half the season the year before that. But if you look at his overall numbers over the last 5 years, he's been a lot better than Cody Bellinger. So I would agree that Bellinger is a fine backup plan, but the target should be Kyle Tucker to start. Do you feel that way?
I only feel that way in the standpoint of if you're spending less on Bellinger, if that comes to it, I would like to know what you're adding with Bellinger to make up for what you were going to spend on Tucker. You know what I mean?
I get you.
So whether that's another pitcher, whether that's something in the infield that helps, if you're telling me I could have Kyle Tucker or it's Bellinger plus an unknown asset, I might be more intrigued by Bellinger and that unknown asset to make the team more complete. That's all I'm saying, but I don't know that answer right now.
And that feels like the calculation that's going on.
Right.
That's why it feels slow.
Exactly.
And it's not just the Yankees doing that. It's probably a bunch of teams doing that.
Oh, no, no. Listen, I'm not going to complain anymore about how slow the process takes. This is just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's Major League Baseball.
Yep.
And I think we have to realize that some free agents are going to sign in December. Some won't happen until January or February. But when you look at this marketplace and you look at the position players that are available, and no one is perfect. And I'm not saying any of these guys are Juan Soto. Every free agency isn't the same. The best position player on the market is Kyle Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
And keep this in mind, because I think this is the only way and the fairest way you could look at players. It's not about what did you do last year. It's about what have you done the last 3 or 4 years and how do you project that player moving forward? Like, yeah, Kyle Tucker did not have the greatest year going into free agency. I'd be lying if I said he did,
right.
Especially because he missed some of the biggest moments late in the season,
right,
as the Cubs were in a pseudo-pennant race and he was forced to DH. I get that. But I don't think it's also fair to look at a player's final few months or 1 year. You got to look at the last 5 years. And that's where, as Yankee fans, you got to open your eyes about Cody Bellinger. He had a really good year last year. What did he do the year before that? And I get he wasn't on the Yankees, so you don't care. But you have to think about that because you're going to sign him to a 6-year contract. You're not getting last year over and over and over again.
He got the qualifying offer too, though, right?
What, 2 years? I think it was actually, when did he get the QO? Was it? No, because last year he was traded in the middle of the contract.
That's right. That's
so I think it was after he left LA one of the times, because Kyle's been a free agent numerous times. Mm-hmm. But we are many years removed from when he was one of the best players in baseball. That hasn't been the case in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, you could also argue rejuvenated, playing on the team his dad played for growing up with it. Like, maybe this is, we felt like he always wanted to be a Yankee. Maybe that added something. We do get some of that. I really don't know, but it's not a bad fallback option. And one, unlike last year where we were devastated when we lost Juan Soto, when he had to put on our pants and go, well, look, we got a better plan B, and we had to do that old song and dance. I don't think that's the case if they miss out on Kyle Tucker this year.
Backup plan. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Do sure. Yankee fans actually feel that way, or is Kyle Tucker the backup plan? Would they prefer Cody Bellinger? We'll get to the Yankee fans' thoughts coming up, 888-808-1019. Plus, why it makes no sense for the New York Mets to trade Brandon Nimmo. And yesterday, we got you ready for it. We prepared you for it. We let you know yesterday at this time that Cam Scottaboo was going to be on Monday Night Raw. The reason why I would prefer Kyle Tucker to Cody Bellinger. If Cody Bellinger's market continues to heat up, because you've heard so many teams connected to him, including the Mets, and all of a sudden Bellinger ends up with something far greater than maybe we could even project today on November 18th.
You mean an offer?
An offer.
Right.
And the negotiations, like a bidding war, if you will. I would feel much more comfortable giving Kyle Tucker the mega contract than Cody Bellinger, just based on their history.
Yeah.
He's a guy in Cody Bellinger who wasn't that long ago was benched because he couldn't hit. Like, it wasn't that long ago that he was a 165 hitter for the Dodgers. So, I guess in the back of my mind, I still think about that. I know, as a Yankee fan, you think of just this past year. And there's nothing negative about this past year. He basically went out and played every day. He had a really good year. Almost drove in 100 runs at 30 home runs almost. Had a really productive year. But you got to look at his whole career. And if you're getting in a bet on a seven-year deal, you have to look at one's whole career even more.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to project what they're going to do.
Yeah, I think a lot of this is going to be what the deal looks like. And whether the short-term viability and upside versus the long-term viability and upside. Because these guys don't want short deals. And it's hard to blame them. But ultimately, that because Cody was one of those guys a few years ago that kind of got left in the cold, right?
Yes.
Ended up not signing, had to do... And I don't want to say a team-friendly, but a team-friendly deal just to get somewhere.
Yeah, he did a three-year deal with a bunch of opt-outs.
Yes, exactly. And that's he doesn't want to do that.
No, yet. He wants his payday.
Yes.
I don't blame him for that. But if I have to decide between a bigger payday for Kyle Tucker versus a big payday for Cody Bellinger, I'm always going to side with the better player. And I'm telling you, I say this because I've learned my lesson. I call myself out for this. All the way back in 2018, we were having a discussion about Manny Machado being a trade target and eventually a free agent. And at the time, the Yankees had a pretty good shortstop named Didi Gregorius. And clearly, Manny Machado was better, but the emotion of what Didi had been doing for the Yankees led Yankee fans and even myself as an IBO to be like, you know what, Manny's better, but I'm not screwing around. I want to stick with Didi.
I want the chemistry, the glue guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't always work.
No, and I
sometimes it does, though.
Sometimes, but I think sometimes it's got to be simple. And the simple answer is, who's better? It's like the old question at the bar. Who's a better player? And Kyle Tucker's a better player. So I would just side with that.
I just think, I know where you're going with that comp. I think it's a little unfair to compare Didi Gregorius to Cody Bellinger. Based on his career, based on everything he did last year. I get that it's a heartstrings thing with Yankee fans, but they're not even the same stratosphere as a player.
I don't think the heartstrings are there for that like that for Cody, though.
I think there are. I think Yankee fans got won over by him, but I think Evan's point is fan favorite, Lucian. Like, Didi Gregorius is not the same player. Cody Bellinger's a legitimate all-star caliber player.
I'll give you this, because again, no comp is perfect. So anytime I make a comparison, of course, you can find differences. There's no perfect comparison. Yes, Cody Bellinger is closer to Kyle Tucker than Didi Gregorius was to Manny Machado.
Yes.
But there was still those emotional intangibles, like the things you can't describe, that made Yankee fans believe they were better off sticking with Didi Gregorius.
Right. No, it's like Pete Alonso and Vlad Guerrero Jr. Vlad's the better player, but you Met fans won the game.
Not true, though. If you look at the last 3 years and compare the numbers, Alonso was superior. He actually was.
I'm proud of you.
No, you try to tie at heartstrings. I give you the facts. I had this fight with Met fans last year. Now, I think what's altered that is that Vlad had such a big playoff that Met fans, I don't know if Met fans anymore because Vlad signed long-term, but they would look at that and say, see, this is why you won Vlad. But no, if you look at the numbers over the last 3 or 4 years, I'd actually argue Pete was far superior. Do me a favor. When you try to throw a Met thing in there, you're going to cause me to go off the rails and start arguing.
Evan, I threw a dodgeball and you caught it. I'm out.
But it was a heartstring thing.
It was. I wanted to see how he reacted.
That's a good one. That was subtle. That was good.
It was a nice try. We'll get to the Cam Scottaboo situation coming up. We broke this down yesterday, and then it happened, And to hear everyone's overreactions has only brought smiles to my face. So we'll get to that a little bit later on. And coming up this segment, I promise, in the next 15 minutes, I will explain why trading Brandon Nimmo won't happen, and it's stupid. 888-808-1019, the number. Derek is in Staten Island. What's up, Derek?
Hey, Evan Tiki. How you the guys doing?
All's good.
Good, man.
Before, Evan, I need to disagree with you, but before I do, I just want to be clear on three things. Number one, I was on the Tucker train after Soto.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I agree with Sean. I'd love to get both, but those Yankees are long gone. Now we have the Hal Yankees. And number three, Tucker is a far superior hitter than Bellinger. That's not even close. You can't compare it. That being said, after watching Cody Bellinger for 162 games, he's not a good defender. He's not a great defender. That guy is an elite defender at all three outfield spots. You can put him anywhere, and he plays tremendous defense. I don't know if Tucker's going to be a great left fielder. I've never seen him do it. And Cody Bellinger can play first base.
Right.
Now, I do agree with you in a sense, if the money's going to be close, I would pivot toward Tucker. Where I disagree with you is when we compare players, everybody looks at the offense and the numbers. I mean, listen, if you watch Cody Bellinger, there aren't many outfielders in baseball that could compare to him. He is that good.
All right, so let's then, to your point, stick with the defense. Not going to bore you with offensive numbers. Kyle Tucker has been asked for the last 5 years to play one position. That's it. Mm. And by the way, that usually happens with really good baseball players. They're not asked to play five different positions or four different positions. In being asked to play right field in Houston.
But now you're making that sound like it's a negative.
No, I'm about to defend Kyle Tucker. He's played the same position for 5 years, and he's been really good at it. He won a gold glove a couple of years ago. So he's really good at right field. Saying, well, he doesn't play center, and he doesn't play left, and he doesn't play first, he hasn't been asked to. So do I assume Kyle Tucker could easily play center field? No, I can't assume that. But I also don't think it's a negative on Tucker that he's played one position for the last 5 years and has done it really, really well. Now, early in his career, he did play some left field. It was early in his career. It wasn't a lot. I can't tell you how good he was. I'm going to assume if you're playing a gold glove right field, you can also play a gold glove left field.
Well, it's like Aaron Judge. You know he's a really good right fielder, but you throw him in center, you know he's a pretty good center fielder as well.
Until game five of the World Series.
Yeah, he dropped one ball.
Well, I mean,
he built 1,000 bridges.
It's kind of a big ball. So I agree that Bellinger provides more versatility. No one can argue that. But it's not like we're talking, sorry, Tommy, about Juan Soto in right field here. Kyle Tucker is a Gold Glove caliber right fielder. So it's not as if he's some kind of negative defensively.
Right.
He just doesn't have the same resume of playing so many different positions. And I just don't think, while that's nice, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Because I think eventually you want Spencer Jones or Jason Dominguez to play one position. You're hoping Ben Rice is the first baseman. And so you're hoping that Cody Bellinger over the next 5 years literally only plays one position. You're signing him now with an eye on he can play numerous positions, but 4 years from now, don't you think we're probably looking at Bellinger settling in at one position?
Yeah, and also what coincides with 4 years from now? We know Giancarlo Stanton will be gone, freeing up the DH position. We'll see about first base and moving Judge around too as well at that point.
Exactly. And that just argued Kyle Tucker for me. Thank you.
I'm with Tucker. I'm telling you. I'm with both.
We're not anti Kyle Tucker. I think that's what you're hearing. That's not what we're saying. We also understand it's complicated. It's complicated because he wants an 11-year deal, and it's complicated because there could be alternatives that are just easier to get done.
You know what's it's just refreshing for once in our sports argument life to not have to sit here and go, it's got to be this or it's got to be that.
Yeah.
How awesome is this to go, give me either. I'm good. And I think that's awesome.
That's true.
Let's go to Rashad in the Bronx. What's up, Rashad?
Hey, good afternoon, Evan. Good afternoon, Tiki.
What's up?
All right, so before I get to my point, I'm going to say I'm for Kyle Tucker. Easily, Kyle Tucker. But this posed a question for me. And I think Tommy just mentioned it too. When we do have, if we do sign Kyle Tucker, where are we going to move Judge to? Because Stan is still clocking up the DH spot.
Yep.
And we're going to sign for an 11-year deal. Eventually, we don't want Judge playing center field. He's 34 years old. We got to preserve him as much as possible.
I think the answer, here's how I would answer that. I would, in all likelihood, move Kyle Tucker to left field. But I'd have a conversation with Aaron Judge. Yeah. I'd say, look, are you comfortable moving to left field? Because I think both guys...
Or first base.
I don't think they're going to do that. I think that's a down-the-road situation. Like, if Ben Rice fails at first base and he doesn't turn into the player we expect, that maybe you can do that. I think in the short term, you have a conversation with both guys based on comfort. This isn't an A-Rod Jeter situation. Because I don't think Aaron Judge cares. Like, I think Aaron Judge would... gladly play left field. The guy played center field, like
has he talked about. Has he played left field?
Yes.
Frequently?
No, but he played it last year. Like, there were certain days where they would actually flip him into left field. So he's done. I'll give you the exact number in a second. But I don't think it's that complicated. I think you've got two Gold Glove caliber right fielders, and basically you pick one of them to play left field, and they're probably going to play it at a high level. Aaron Judge played 5 games in left field in 2024, and that's it. So he only has 5 games of experience. 225 in center, 719 in right. But do you honestly think, like, him playing left field would be any kind of issue?
Not really, because he's a good athlete, and he's good eyesight, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so I think he'd be fine, but you never know.
I'll tell you another benefit to Aaron Judge playing left field. Remember we were all scared about the elbow issue, about the throwing issue?
Yeah, short of
throwing. Left field, not as big of a question as right field.
But good point. Yankee Stadium-wise, it's going to take a lot to take those seats to Judge's chambers and then put them in left field. I mean, think, how much money is that going to cost?
That's a good point.
But you didn't do that for center field, so it doesn't matter.
Well, there's no seats in dead center unless it's in the bar.
Right.
That's true. Would they move the Judge's chamber to left field?
They would have to.
If he's playing 140 games in left, it looks stupid to have the Judge's chamber.
All right, renovate the whole thing. Yeah, he can't even acknowledge it. It's like, hey, guys, way over there. Yeah, I see you guys later in the parking lot.
Also, keep this in mind about the DH question Rashad asked. Judge is signed through the 2031 season, okay? How many years from now is that in terms of Kyle Tucker's contract? So if he signs now, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 31. So 6 of the 10 or 11 years.
Yes.
So all you're asking Kyle Tucker is for the first 6 years you're going to play the field. Mm. At the end of Judge's contract, you're probably not asking Kyle Tucker to DH.
Yeah.
So why are you worried about it?
Yeah, it's probably only 4 of those years that you're worried about the crossover. Maybe not even. Maybe 3.
And by then, Spencer Jones and George Lombard are by far the stars of this team anyway. Everybody forget that Kyle Tucker's DH.
We do have an old tweet from Sean Morash concerning the D.D. Gregorius Manny Machado thing I pointed out. And what I said earlier was, I learned from this. Like, as a talk show host, I remember back in 2019 being kind of pulled by the heartstrings of, you know what, man, he's a wonderful player, but you got Didi. He's like the heart and soul of the team. Don't screw around. So I've admitted I was wrong, and this is a part of why I'm so passionate these days about going and getting the better player. I have an old tweet of yours that's clearly going to show us your opinion on it. Do you remember your opinion on pursuing Manny Machado with Didi already being here?
So I don't, but I know I love Didi Gregorius, so I'm going to assume I was a moronic 29-year-old that just fell in love with heartstrings, and now as I approach 40 in death, I assume that I've matured.
Yes. No, you absolutely nailed it. So here's what Sean said on February 19th, 2019. It's an earlier version of Post It and Toast It, which will come your way in less than an hour. In reacting to Manny Machado signing with the Padres, Sean writes, relief isn't a big enough word to describe how I feel as a Yankee fan. It made no sense to spend big bucks on the left side of the infield, lock Didi up long term, and let Miguel Andujar continue to turn into a superstar.
Ah, okay. So it was really about Andujar.
It's about both of them.
I was wrong.
No, I'm not. This isn't a gotcha thing.
Yeah.
I'm more explaining because I agree. Look, I evolved too. I told you I would have stuck with Didi. I'm saying that as we get older, sometimes it just needs to be simple, Teak. Who's better? I want the better player on my team.
Yeah, but in Major League Baseball these days, because of the money that is exploding, it's also who's more expensive.
Yeah, and we've never had to think that way as Yankee fans either.
But now you have to.
Right.
And that was my point from the jump.
Let's go to Mitchell in Fort Lee. What's up, Mitchell?
Hey guys, how you doing? Hi Kiki, hi Evan.
What's up?
Listen, as a Yankee fan, I've heard every year with the Yankees, what are we going to do? And here's a few points that I brought out. Number one, when the Yankees wanted CC, they went out and got what they wanted. They wanted to give what they gave, and they gave it. As a Yankee fan, Evan, I'm actually agreeing with you. Tucker is a better chance, but you know what? Set it for just about Tucker. Give me Bellinger and Tucker. They need both. They just don't need one. The team needs more than one. You can't give a person like Rice going to give him first base? And if Tucker's only played right field before, you're asking him to play left field. It's a totally different position. And Tucker's a better player. You know, yes, he's been injured the last 2 years. But as a Yankee fan, and I sit through this every year, and I pay my Yankee tickets for those season tickets, I want Bellinger and I want Tucker. So I think that's what the Yankees need.
My argument against that, Mitchell, and I want to actually quote David Stearns, not that anyone wants to hear that, but it's actually something he says that I agree with. You want to balance spending money on big players while giving your young players an ample opportunity to take a job. If you sign both Cody Bellinger and Kyle Tucker, where is the opportunity for Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones?
Not there.
It's not there.
Yeah, you're trading them then. If you sign them both to long-term deals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's no point with keeping you one of those kids. So, because they're not going
to
play.
And that's why I think you need to balance the two, which is you're trying to win a championship. You're trying to make your team as good as possible, but you're also simultaneously trying to give young players that ample opportunity to take a job. And right now, the Yankees have specifically two young outfielders in Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones, who could very well become stars. The other thing we're going to find out, and it's very important, and we're going to get this answer in the next 1 hour and 20 minutes, is if Trent Grisham is going to be on this team. Because Trent Grisham has until 4 o'clock today to decide if he's going to accept or decline the qualifying offer that the Yankees made. If he accepts it, he comes back on a one-year, $22 million deal, which may throw a wrinkle to this entire discussion. If he says no, well, he's a free agent. Good riddance.
We'll see. Because you're not going to resign.
Probably not. I'd lean towards probably not. Let's go to Sam in Rockland. Hey, Sam.
Thanks for taking my call. So about Tucker, obviously Tucker's the better player. Nobody's debating that. The question is, if the Yankees feel they're going to have to overpay Tucker, whether in years or AAV, they might say, I have a close enough alternative in Bellinger. I don't need to overpay for Tucker. Versus last year with Soto, they felt they needed to overpay. There was no close enough alternative. Versus Tucker, they have Bellinger, which is obviously he's not Tucker, but he's close enough.
Right.
So they won't have to overpay for Tucker.
But it's a fair point. But then you question, well, do you want to overpay for Bellinger when you could go a little bit further and get the better player? So it goes both ways when you speculate on the contract or how far you want to go, because there seems to be, Tiki, right now, a pretty big market for Cody Bellinger. You're hearing more teams attached to Bellinger than Kyle Tucker.
Right.
Not because he's better, but because of the price range seems to fit more teams.
I think that's exactly right. He's just more easily fit. If you're not a huge market team or willing to spend like a big market team, he's more appealing just because you know it's going to cost you less and be less years. And the difference is marginal. That difference is going to get wider, obviously, as Cody gets older and Kyle Tucker, who was just younger, it just becomes different when he's 35, right? And Kyle Tucker is 32, right? 31. It's just that's what you start thinking about.
Let's go to Tom in Freehold. What's up, Tom? What's up, Tom? Hello, Tommy.
Tom.
Tommy going once. Tommy is gone. Jay's on Long Island. Hey, Jay.
What's going on, guys?
Yo.
All's good.
I think we're forgetting a really important key. We've seen Bellinger come here and perform. This is New York. This is Yankee Stadium. We've seen plenty of guys sign here, big-time free agents, and they could not perform. I'm not saying Kyle Tucker is not the better player, but there's an aspect to it where you have a player who wants to be here, came here, and performed beautifully, offensively, defensively, that now you have to weigh that in just as much as all the other things that you're weighing in as well. So when you look at that big picture, now it's not so crazy to say, I'd rather have Bellinger over Tucker, because we don't know what Tucker would do when he comes here. We've seen Sonny Gray come here and fail. We've seen Ellsbury come here and fail, and a number of other guys. So there's that aspect of it, too, that we can't forget.
Can't argue that. It is one of the unmeasurable aspects of bringing in a player to New York. We don't know how they're going to react. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what we do know about Kyle Tucker. Since the moment he was called up to the major leagues, he was playing in what I would still call a high-pressure environment of the Houston Astros. You get called up to the defending world champions in 2018, even though it's not New York, there's expectations.
Of course.
And then you're playing on a baseball team, even though you weren't a part of it, that are actively being accused of being cheaters. So in every ballpark you go,
you're getting booed.
You're the enemy.
Right.
You also grew up in the postseason. Now, Kyle Tucker has not been like Mr. October by any stretch, but he grew up playing October baseball. We also know that he got traded to Chicago. And while injuries derailed the latter part of his only year there, he was pretty productive. And Chicago's a big city. And Chicago has a lot of pressure, especially considering what the Cubs gave up. So if we're just looking for evidence to try to decide, hey, do you think he can handle New York?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've got some pieces of evidence that make me feel good.
He also doesn't feel like he's the emotionally fraught, unstable type kid he's not a kid, but you know what I mean, 20, 28 years old, who's going to come to New York and be overwhelmed by it. He doesn't feel like that kind of player. Could it be an issue? Of course, because the media can get vicious here if you have bad seasons or bad moments or just feel like you're unreliable. They'll crush you, and then the fans will follow suit. But I don't expect that to happen. That hasn't been his career. So why would you think coming to New York, he's going to have bad seasons, which then leads to a snowball of other things that derails him?
We'll get more opinions from Yankee fans coming up, 888-808-1019. And as soon as we come back, Brandon Nimmo being traded. I will tell you why it will not happen, and it makes zero sense. It's Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.